You're listening to the third episode of the Squaring and Consulting Podcast. I'm Greg Pollack, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to bring in traffic and get business. So in the previous episode, we talked a little bit about building an online portfolio, but how do you get people looking at it? Well, I heard this quote last week that was pretty useful, and it said, if you can't outspend, then out-teach, sort of referring to, you know, your competition. If you don't have the money to dump into marketing and sales and whatnot, and because you don't have any seed money or venture capital money, you're building from the ground up, then if you want to bring in business, the best thing you can do is out-teach your competition, right? And a good example of this, you know, is 37 Signals. They do a lot of teaching on their Signal versus Noise blog. They've got their books. So they do a lot of teaching so that they can sort of get an audience, and they know customers are going to come out of that audience. The same thing goes with doing consulting work. You know, when I think back to my Rails Envy days, like I did a couple blog posts out there. I think one of the more popular, useful ones was the Rails caching tutorial, because there was really no central source for Rails caching, you know, how to do it. And frankly, the Rails Envy's down now, so there really is no, you know, key source. I think there's a Rails guide on it, which kind of goes into it, but if somebody wanted to write up a, you know, an illustrated guide, something a little bit more interactive and entertaining, I get the feeling it would get a lot of traffic. So it's stuff like that, you know, it's really all about, when it comes to blog entries, identifying, you know, new information that you could educate people about that there's no really good source yet. The best source for that is really looking at new libraries. I mean, heck, you could go to the Ruby 5 podcast. That's that shameless self-promotion. You could look at a new library that we recently released, or somebody recently released, and do a blog entry on it and really explain it. It's not enough just to be like, here is this new library. It's all about sort of teaching, you know. If you can go and learn the library, play around with it, maybe make a screencast. If not, that's fine too. You can just make a blog post that goes into a little more detail, step by step, how to learn something and how to explain it in a way that anybody could understand. As engineers, we often forget that there's a lot of beginners out there and a lot of people that, you know, have never used a NoSQL database or have never programmed a Rails plugin or gem. And so it's exactly those types of tutorials that'll get people coming into your website. So let's say you identified a topic and you post a blog entry on it. What do you do then? Well, then you have got to do a little shameless self-promotion, which I always did, you know, with my blog entries. What does that entail? Well, if you're in the Ruby community, you go to rubyflow.com and you post a link about it right there. It's a free link. It's going to get out to, you know, I think it's around 4,000, at least 4,000 people, and tweet it and stuff like that. Then you, of course, send an email to ruby5@envylabs.com, you know, to get the article on your on the podcast, on the Ruby 5 podcast. And, you know, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. If you send me in, you know, a link to something, to a tutorial, and it's not quite good enough because it's missing something, I'm going to let you know and say, hey, spruce it up with a couple pictures or, you know, explain this a little bit better or write something a little bit longer, and we'll cover that. You can also email people that have popular blogs. I mean, that's what I would do with previous blog posts that I release. You know, I knew that, you know, one person had a popular blog or a news blog, maybe Ruby Inside, Rails Inside. Hey, you know what? You know, and that gets tons of traffic. And you know what? Right now, I don't know if a lot of people know about this, but if you're in the Rails community, railsinside.com has recently become community sourced. What does that mean? Well, that means that anybody can write articles on it. So anybody can submit articles to Rails Inside, and they're, if they're good enough, and Peter Cooper likes them, they're going to get published. And it's an awesome way to get traffic. I mean, heck, you could write a blog post, you know, the first part of a blog post on Rails Inside, and publish the second part on your blog, and then just link the two. You know, I'm sure that would be fine. So we got to sum up here, but I want to leave you with, you know, once you've put up those blog post, make sure that blog post has a prominent link to your portfolio along the side or at the bottom. It says, hey, you know, we're looking for consulting work. If you have any spare consulting work, send it our way. And, you know, I think you'll be successful. I mean, some of the best blogs I've seen out there, you know, don't worry about doing shameless self-promotion. So at the top, I'm available for work. Hire me if you need work, you know, need somebody. Well, that pretty much concludes this third episode. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.